Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to a brand new episode of 10 Forward with me, your host Mike Overton. This week's episode, we are delving into Season 5, Episode 6 of Star Trek Discovery. The episode is entitled Whistlespeak. Let's fly. Following a crucial lead from the previous episode, Paul and the rest of the tech-savvy crew hit a kind of scientific roadblock in decoding what seems to be an ordinary vial of distilled water. In a swift pivot suggested by Captain Burnham, they opt for a cultural analysis before she heads off to explore the enigmatic Infinity Room. Kovic alerts her to another ship tracking Mole and Locke, emphasizing the need for Discovery to remain focused on the progenitor tech. Providing some assistance, he furnishes a tangible list of the scientists from Velik's team. Back in the science lab, they swiftly identify the scientist behind the water clue, Dr. Krill, a Denobulan, known for designing rain-making weather towers. Further sleuthing leads them to an arid world along the ancient Denobulan trade route, where they discover a water tower surrounded by an inexplicable energy barrier that a society yet to achieve warp technology. Empowering her expertise in xenoanthropology, the captain sheds light on the Hemonites' unique cultural norms, including three gender identities and a classless society, a milieu ripe for the Denobulan involvement. Tilly is enlisted for the upcoming field trip, prompting preparations for alien disguises. On the planet's surface, amidst a trek towards the tower, Tilly discusses her new role as a teacher at Starfleet Academy, expressing concerns for a student contemplating departure. Their journey intersects with pilgrims, one of whom succumbs to the harsh environment. Michael and Tilly grapple with the Prime Directive, but ultimately witness the woman's rescue by the High Priest of Az, whose unconventional sound cure unexpectedly affects Michael. As Michael recovers, Tilly forms a bond with Avias' child, Rava, who is eagerly anticipating reaching the temple atop the summit, a millennia-old Denobulan weather machine. Participation in a traditional race offers Michael and Tilly the opportunity to explore the temple for clues. Amidst their efforts, Adira alerts Michael to a deteriorating weather tower, elevating the stakes of the mission. Meanwhile, aboard Discovery, Colbert seeks solace in a holographic counselling program that's based on his grandmother. As the race unfolds, Michael's diversion leads a crucial... As the race unfolds, Michael's diversion leads to a crucial discovery, whilst Tilly's selflessness earns her and Rava entry into the temple. Once inside, a surprising revelation about the sacrifice's significance comes to light. With Tilly trapped, Michael's resourcefulness and disregard for the Prime Directive enables her rescue. Subsequent revelations about the Denobulan intervention reshape Avias' worldview, prompting a re-evaluation of the society's traditions. Tilly's discovery of further clues redirects their mission, setting the stage for reckoning with the responsibility of the progenitor's tech. Amidst personal reflections and interpersonal moments aboard the ship, news of Mole and Locke's discovery heralds a new phase to their mission. Tell you what, the things I really liked in this episode were... I love Tilly. I think Tilly is my favourite Discovery character now. I'm so glad that she's back for this season. And, this episode does bring back some of those really good Tilly-Michael moments that we saw in earlier seasons that, to be frank, I kind of missed. I'm so glad that they're back. The dynamic duo of Michael and Tilly. But I'm also glad that their character progression is also taken into account. You know, Tilly is almost sort of mirroring how Michael was at the end of season two, beginning of season three. This responsibility and, with the responsibilities of essentially teaching and mentoring. And I really like that. I wish we were going to see more of that. Obviously, we know we're not, as this is the final season, which is a shame. Things I didn't like this week, I just thought the pacing was off. It is a bit slow. It wasn't boring. I felt this was almost like a Caves episode. It was one of those episodes where it's just a filler. Whilst yes, we do get, you know, we do kind of get a clue, we don't really get an explanation to how they got the clue. We know it was in the fifth water tower and they were in the third, but we don't get anything more than that. We also don't get to see the clue. So I just feel this episode was just a bit boring and slow. Although I don't want to say no, it's not boring. It was eventful but slow. There we go. This week's episode was eventful but slow. And it did raise more questions, you know. What's happening with Saru? I miss Saru. Now he's no longer, you know, part of the primary crew anymore, which is annoying. It's great. I'd like to see more of people like Blue, of Lieutenant Christopher. We'd like to see more Linus, obviously. So, yeah, just a bit characterless. Well, bridge crewless, I should say, actually, rather characterless. It was a bit bridge crewless. So, yes, those are the things I didn't really like in this week's episode. My standout moment this week is Mary Wiseman. She was incredible in this week's episode. Mary Wiseman in this episode was incredible. Tilly, to take Tilly from season one and put her next to season five Tilly, they are so far apart. You know, the character progression and the character growth that we've seen through Tilly for the five seasons has been phenomenal. And Mary Wiseman every time steps up to the challenge, surpasses expectations, and absolutely hits the nail on the head. I can't say this enough. Tilly is just an incredible character, and Mary Wiseman makes that character, and no one else could pull it off but her. So I'm so glad we get to see more Tilly. I want more Tilly throughout the rest of the season. For the next four episodes, we need more Tilly. So to recap, Whistlespeak offers a reflective pause within the season's overarching themes and character arcs. Deliberate pacing allows for the immersion in the setting, performances, and character growth, all whilst injecting high stakes to maintain engagement. Echoing classic Trek narratives, the episode ventures into a pre-warp society navigating the complexities of the Prime Directive, reminiscent of episodes past, like Who Watches the Watchers? Noteworthy upgrades in transporter technology subtly enhance the immersion, as seen through facial markings and Tilly's hairstyle adjustments upon beaming down. The events on the planet mirror the season's broader narrative, paralleling the race for the divine favour with Discovery's quest for the progenitor technology. Themes of connection and spirituality are seamlessly interwoven throughout, echoing Star Trek's core values. Mary Wiseman shines in her portrayal of Tilly, showcasing both her trademark wit and newfound mentorship role. June Laporta's portrayal of Rava adds depth to Tilly's storyline, reminiscent of the earlier Michael and Tilly dynamics. However, the episode could have allotted more time to Tilly, more spotlight to Tilly's insights to drive the plot forward, whilst diversifying Burnham's heroics. Wilson Cruz's exploration of his character's spiritual journey adds depth to the narrative, hinting at future developments. Whilst the episode sidesteps the previous Breen reveal, it continues to deliver episodic adventures whilst enriching franchise lore with the Denobian elements. Yet, the missed opportunity to introduce more progenitor scientists and further delve into Kovich's character leaves some rather lingering questions. Common frustrations such as the conventional plot device hindering on technology persist throughout the introduction of retinal tricorders, offering a fresh addition. Ambiguities surrounding the Red Directive and Prime Directive hierarchy raise more narrative questions, underscoring the need for societal repercussions to be addressed. Quibbles aside, the crew's nonchalant handling of the assembling map hints to a potential future conflicts. Despite some minor quibbles, Whistlespeak contributes solidly to Discovery's narrative, blending classic Star Trek elements and serialized storytelling with character growth. With the map nearly complete, the season's pivot towards balanced episodic adventures and serialized plotlines continues to show promise. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of 10 Forward. I have been your host, Mike Overton. This episode is brought to you as part of the Clone Star podcast. And remember, you can always catch up with more from us on our YouTube channel and on your favorite podcasting platform. Until next time, live long and prosper.